This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Let's break down the day, shall we? Let's find out what's going on. It's the DJV program. We'll all find out together what's happening. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Shillen this week. Jennifer is off. I'm the Dougster with good day intentions for all of you. Victoria starts off with a biggie. Biggie.
Well, this is a story that you may have seen trending, and it will probably continue to keep trending as millennials like to get blamed for lots of things. So millennials have been blamed for murdering mayonnaise, for doing away with the top bed sheet. They have even apparently snubbed napkins, opting for paper towels instead. And the latest millennial victim is American cheese.
Yay!
Bloomberg. Yeah, Bloomberg has reported that several American fast food chains are getting rid of American cheese, which is, and they're going for healthier alternatives, and they're blaming it on millennials not buying American cheese and not wanting to have anything to do with it. Because,
see, Kara,
hello,
you're such a
it's
damn
not
problem.
Even cheese.
Jeez.
American cheese is not even cheese. It's only 50% actual dairy.
It's not even that anymore.
Can we stop blaming millennials and instead congratulate them for getting rid of American cheese?
Yay!
So here's the deal. It's actually working. So Wendy's is now offering Asiago cheese as instead of American.
What's that?
Asiago is it's you see it a lot in Italian dishes. It's sort of a nuttier version
mozzarella?
Of Parmesan. No, it's more like Parmesan. So it's a kind of like has like a nutty, earthy flavor to it. It's great. I use it instead of Parmesan on pasta. Panera Bread, they've replaced American grilled cheese with a four cheese blend of Fontina, cheddar, Manto, and smoked Gouda, which is all a lot better for you. And McDonald's has not abandoned American cheese yet.
Of course,
but they're gonna hang in there until the very end. But apparently, the statistics show that Bloomberg has reported that prices for processed American cheese recently dipped below $4 a pound for the first time since 2011. And they say that all the other cheese prices have gone up because that is where consumers want to be. They know across the board, whether you're a millennial or not, and it is kind of fun to blame millennials.
Yeah.
In the tail end of that. But I haven't eaten American cheese. I can't even tell you the last time I did because I just know that it's not cheese. It's just processed grossness, and there's plastic in it, and that's another thing people don't realize. That's why it melts so well. Everyone goes, oh yeah, but American cheese melts really well on my burger. Yeah, because there's plastic in it.
Yeah,
there really is. There's plastic compounds in it.
Okay, so I've done a bunch of firsts in my years as a broadcaster. I am proud that I went on the air first and gave credit or a lack thereof, and I even heard from Kraft after doing it. They threatened to sue me because I said on the air, and they apparently, somebody sent him a copy of what I said on the air, that Kraft American cheese was neither American nor was it cheese. And they got really upset with me until I said, or my lawyer said, okay, so prove what he said is wrong. Never heard from him again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, now they've actually they've changed the because the FDA actually deemed a product American cheese if it meets the following: if the cheese ingredient contains cheddar cheese, washed curd cheese, Colby cheese, granular cheese, or any mixture of any of those, then it can be designated as American cheese. That's the official thing from the FDA. So when you look at Kraft's American Singles, which is the most popular brand of American cheese, that label has been changed. Maybe you were a part of this, Doug, and we don't know, but that label has been changed, and it says it is quote-unquote pasteurized prepared cheese product.
Now, what
so
it
that's
is,
what you're
is,
eating.
Here's what this is what people from the Eastern Bloc, Russia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Czechoslovakia, all these countries that have dairy, there's a lot of good dairy in those countries, they process the milk and they pile the whey that's left over in those big black plastic trash bags. They put them on ships, and they send them over here. Kraft scoops them up, brings them, melts them, puts some other cheese blends in with it so that it will have at least 1% cheese in it. And that's what they use. That's what Kraft American, those yellow cheese slices are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bunga bunga. Oy, oy, oy. Oh. All right, next up in food news, La Croix. I suppose, is water food? It's something we ingest.
Yeah, this is a food and beverage segment.
We'll spread this out a little bit. La Croix has a legal battle, class action lawsuit filed against National Beverage Company, which is the owner of La Croix, alleging that despite claims to the contrary, this carbonated drink is not 100% natural. No! In fact, the suit, which was filed by a police-chasing law firm named Beaumont Castaldes, I don't know, they have a client named Lorena Rice, they say the test results show La Croix actually contains several artificial ingredients, some of which may be harmful to your health. Among the first offenders listed here, limonene, which has been known to cause kidney toxicity and tumors. I thought that was part of the other seltzer water. There's a brand that begins with S. I'm trying to remember what it is. That has limonene, a lemon.
It's not the name of another product, but limonene is just what comes off of the peel of citrus fruits. Lime and lemon.
Right. And in that case, if it is not grown naturally, it's loaded with pesticides. Loaded. Any orange that you buy in the store, if it's not organic, it's loaded. Take my word for it as the American family farmer.
And I always make sure, like, if you use a recipe where it calls for the zest, you know, of a lemon or a lime or whatever, you have to make sure you use an organic lemon and lime. And even then, we've learned there are still some cross-contaminations, so you still might get some glyphosate.
Yep.
It just might not be as much.
Yep. Most troubling aspect, though, ladies, of this lawsuit is that the legal actions against La Croix and its parent company are aware of the synthetic chemical. They say that they are aware of the chemicals in their drink, but are intentionally misleading consumers. That's what the lawsuit says. However, National Beverage says natural flavors in La Croix are derived from the natural essence oils from the name fruit. I didn't realize
that. Yeah, this whole thing is kind of confusing to me because it's accusing them of having chemicals in it, but the one I was talking about, yes, I guess it's true, it could be from non-organic fruits, and so you could be getting some pesticides, but it's from, like, linalool is an ingredient that's, or not ingredient, but it's a chemical that's found in flowers. Yeah. And then this other one is found in fruit. So I'm just confused because I think they're taking names that sound kind of scary, saying that some of these things are being used in, like, cockroach killers, which, I mean, you can have natural ingredients in things, like water.
Natural ingredients would kill cockroaches, yes. Right.
Yeah. The thing about La Croix, though, is anyone who drinks it, and I love it, I usually have a fridge stocked full of it.
Really?
But the thing is, though, it's really delicious, but it has no sugar in it, and it has nothing in it. It's just supposedly carbonated water. But it smells so fruity that I always wonder, like, how are they actually getting the flavor into La Croix? And I've always wondered that since I started drinking it, and I kind of have backed off a bit on it just because, and then it's before this lawsuit even came out, I just sort of started backing off on it. I don't know. When something smells and tastes that good and it has nothing listed in the ingredients.
Must be something wrong.
You gotta wonder.
Yeah, I also think it's because you don't drink coffee, I don't think you drink soda, you don't drink a lot of really flavored beverages, I don't think, because the vast, vast majority of people in the world would say that La Croix tastes like nothing. And smells like nothing. Like, I hear jokes all the time that it smells like they were carrying the seltzer water in a truck that drove past, like, a lemon tree or something. Like, that's how much flavor is in a La Croix.
Yeah, it doesn't have a ton of flavor, but it smells very fragrant.
Yeah.
And that always kind of makes me kind of scratch my head.
Okay, so here's where the rubber hits the road. John Hudson just sent me a note and said, are you talking about La Croix or La Croix? La Croix.
What's
is the
La Croix?
Chinese? Is
no.
the Chinese?
Aren't those a little like
the sophisticated American? That's what I love.
Is it chow mein or whatever
that
you put in your?
There's a jingle. La Choy makes Chinese taste American.
What? I don't even know. Wait, what is La Choy? What is
La Choy? Is a Chinese prepared canned food. If you just Google La Choy, L-A-C-H-O-Y.
I thought La Choy was a brand that makes like
they
soy
make Chinese
sauce
food
stuff.
Yeah, right, Chinese stuff. That's it.
La
Choy makes Chinese
taste
American.
It's a brand.
American.
That's what my parents always had chow mein, like the little dried noodles thing in our house, and that's what we would use for Chinese food sometimes. But yes, it's a brand.
All right, coming up.
I don't know. This whole thing, I just want to say seltzered water, I think, is still better than drinking soda. So
yes,
I'm going to stick with it.
Right. Stick with it, folks. In a moment, the latest incarnation of pumpkin into your food for these announcements. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. 'Tis the season for the pumpkins. So I just heard, actually what I was going to talk about, I thought was gross, pumpkin Twinkies. There's pumpkins in everything. Pumpkin, this pumpkin, every year it gets worse. But the girls were just talking about a pumpkin pizza, which sounds even more disgusting than pumpkin Twinkies. Ugh. So this is the apocalypse, folks, the end of days. Sign of civilization as we know it is coming to an end.
Yeah, but those pumpkins, Twinkies will survive an apocalypse.
Yes, they will.
If Jen was here, she'd be all over them. She loves everything pumpkin.
Hostess Pumpkin Spice Twinkies.
Oh,
available now at your favorite supermarkets.
That just sounds nasty.
It really does. And so, and then, what you were talking about, pumpkin something or other puree on a pizza? Oh!
That's worse.
That sounds horrible. So what's the difference between that and pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie is delicious.
Pumpkin pie has a lot of sugar and other spices like nutmeg and stuff added to it, so it tastes
There's
really good.
There's pumpkin coffee around now, right?
Pumpkin spice lattes,
products around.
That.
Coffee creamer now. I saw one in the store the other day. There's a pumpkin marshmallow, spice Cheerios, pumpkin spice Cheerios.
This pumpkin spice ice cream, which probably
isn't
terrible.
Pumpkin pretzels.
Okay, that's too far.
Pumpkin flax
cakes.
Pumpkin gum.
Anyway.
Pumpkin Pringles. Pumpkin Oreos. Pumpkin burritos.
Ugh.
Wow. How's that going down with you? Whatever today.
It's not good.
21 after.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Listen, because you're not seeing, this is radio, listening up on the DJV program with Victoria Cara and me, the Queen. Queen is covered, the cover album has been released to time with the release of Bohemian Rhapsody, Shawn Mendes and Teddy Geiger releasing an acoustic cover of David Bowie and Freddie Mercury's hit duet, Under Pressure. Let's listen to this for a second. Strange combination, Teddy Geiger and Shawn Mendes. Yes, no, ladies?
Well, Karen and I were just discussing the background. Teddy Geiger apparently and Shawn Mendes are collaborators, and they write together a lot. So
they do.
I guess it makes sense that they've never done a duet together that I know of until now. Mm-hmm. So that kind of makes sense.
This is part of a series of Queen covers. The album is going to be released in advance of Bohemian Rhapsody, which I think comes out next month, doesn't it?
Yeah, it comes out on the 2nd, I think. Yeah.
2nd, okay, yeah. Geiger produced the track, which features her singing with the Bowie portions. Mendes sings the Mercury portions. Mendes says, quote, "I'm so honored to be able to support the amazing legacy of Freddie and Queen by doing a cover of one of my favorite songs." Okay. So something just popped into my mind, and I'm sort of reminded of it because of a scene I've seen in the trailers. Was Queen called Queen as a sexual reference to Freddie? They were called Queen before Freddie became a member of the group, right?
Do not know. I think they became Queen when Freddie.
But you know why I'm asking the question.
Freddie was gay.
I don't know if it has. That's never something I've heard that it
actually
has to do with his sexuality.
It's about the Queen of England. It's really. It was.
Is it? Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It is kind of funny because a lot of people think that the whole band was gay and they're not. So,
yeah.
But,
right.
Yeah, but people do think okay. That a lot. Yeah.
All right, so that's our clarification. Thank you. Yeah. All the proceeds, by the way, from this song will be donated to the Mercury Phoenix Trust, which helps the worldwide fight against AIDS. So you may want to... This is actually not a bad song.
No, I think they did a good job with it.
Yeah, I did too. Under Pressure. Well, we're sort of in the same league here with a focus on Jimi Hendrix for a moment at 26 past the hour on the DJV program. The Experience Hendrix Tour, returning next year with 30 dates starting in March. Tour is celebrating Jimi Hendrix's legacy, musical genius, brings together a range of artists that interpret Hendrix songs over a three-hour concert. This would be a great thing for McFadden to see. The tour is more than a series of concerts, says Janie Hendrix, Jimmy's stepsister. It's a celebration of a man whose amazing gift changed the face of music and informed an entire culture. His influences were varied and diverse. This year we're shining a light on the diversity with artists who represent it across cultures and who are sharing also a love of Jimmy and his music. It's exciting to be able to honor Jimmy and his legacy this way. So, I don't know. I've never been a Hendrix fan. It just sounds like noise to me. But a lot of people. Well, it's interesting. Joe Satriani is a part of this, which intrigues me. Because he's a very interesting guitarist, but he's not cut out of the same cloth. So he must have, he's digging in a little deeper, it would seem. Dave Mustaine is also, he comes from Megadeth. I remember playing this music on the radio as a jock. And I even let my hair grow a little longer.
Oh, boy.
The Hendrix Experience starts off.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no homes. Some of them have no trace of a home. You wouldn't even know, just got blown right off their footing.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Given the cue to go ahead, move on, by Kara Schiller, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, along with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, following what's going on around the country. Jennifer is off this week. The Transportation Security Administration wants to speed your experience with them at the airport. They're going to incorporate more biometric screenings. What is that? What's a biometric? They look into your eyes?
Yeah, either a retina scan or fingerprints or anything like that that's all gets lumped under biometric. I'm all for that, though. If it speeds it up, let's go, people. Come on.
What else do they find out? Can they find out whether you have cancer or something, a bad heart?
No.
Because they put you through all this testing?
Your Apple Watch is for that. The new Apple Watch will tell you if you have bad heart.
Okay, that's it. Airports already screening include Denver and Atlanta. They're using fingerprints. What happens if you don't have fingerprints on file? I don't get what...
You've got the TSA pre-check.
I have pre-check, yes.
So did they take your fingerprints when you did that?
I believe they did, yes.
Yeah, so that's only, the fingerprint thing is just for pre-check people. Mm-hmm. So you go in, you put your finger on the little scanner, and then they go, yep, you're Doug Steffen, and you can board. And that's also apparently, I think, the boarding pass as well. So it's all in one, yeah.
I'm interested, starting at LAX using facial recognition. So do you even know that they're looking at your face when you go through? Facial recognition doesn't replace the need for a physical photo ID. It automates the screening process, however. And it's really a mess. LAX is, oof, I'm glad I have. And that's really, Boston's not so bad. My most frequent trip is Boston to LA. So, it, you know, and I cut it down to a system pretty much where I know how it works and timing and all that other stuff. But the average traveler doesn't have that experience. So they give themselves 2 hours and they'll tell you, 2 hours, and with this stuff, actually, things are faster. You can waste a lot of time at the airport, and that's, by the way, by design. What you don't know about your experiences at check-in and the TSA, or maybe what you look around now and you experience, most every single major airport in the country has become a shopping mall. Mm-hmm. And the reason they want you in there 2 hours ahead of time has nothing, nothing, nothing to do with security or check-in. It has to do with you going through the mall and buying stuff. That's what they want you to do. I challenge anybody in any major airport to actually find a way to get from checkout through the TSA to the gate without going by at least 24 stores. Makes no difference where you are. They're up and down the corridors everywhere. It has become a huge business. Huge! For these port authorities that operate the Mass Port in Boston, New York, New Jersey Port Authority. Mm-hmm. These people are, they're making kajillions running these malls. They got to tear down LaGuardia and rebuild it. One of the classic, iconic airports in the country. I mean, they did it in Washington at Reagan. They used to be like in and out, bing, bang, boom. Look, try to get through
LaGuardia.
That.
I love LaGuardia. It gets a bad rap, but I
love
LaGuardia.
It's a dirty old airport, but it's kind of fun.
But in
it
terms of,
carries with it the history.
But in terms of like of convenience, you know, when I lived in New York City,
bing, bang,
it took
boom. Washington
like
13 the same way.
Yeah, 13 minutes to get to LaGuardia. Mm-hmm. I always loved it. JFK to me is kind of a real pain.
Horrible. Yeah, it's a real nightmare.
And now I'm stuck with Newark Airport, which apparently gets
the worst
airport in America.
It
gets rated every year the worst airport. I don't know why, though. It's easy to get in and out of if you're driving.
Well,
but
it's confusing because they have separate buildings for all that. I mean, in a way that, like at Logan, there are separate buildings. There's five terminals. Okay, so you go. And
there's
JFK's
only three
the same way.
At Newark.
Yeah,
A, B, and C, so
but there,
not that big.
It's kind of the way it's put together, Victoria. For me, anyway,
I guess.
I don't like going to Newark. I've never liked going into Newark.
Well, I think also they have a huge problem with delays, and that also lowers the score you know, when they're scoring
and
airports.
That's an interesting, the delays, it's because it is where it is, the runways are pretty straightforward at Newark. It's like bing, bang, boom, you're in and you're out. It's not like you have to, you know, like in Boston, you can be on the ground for a half hour before you take off. LAX, the same thing. You go from one side of the airport to the other, and you think you're taxiing to your destination because you spend so much time just taxiing around. Mm-hmm. Atlanta, what a nightmare. Denver, the same way. Chicago's not much better. O'Hare isn't, but Midway is just the opposite. Midway is bing, bang, boom, you're in and you're out. So it's really interesting to see.
I always used to do, I always found Heathrow was a pain too. So anytime I'd go back
worse
and forth
now.
To England, I just go in and out of Gatwick.
Yeah.
I thought
well,
that was
the
so
problem
much
with
better.
Gatwick is it's 20 miles further out. At least with Heathrow, you're right there, bingo.
Yeah.
But they've had to expand because it's gotten so big, and everybody around there have been suits like you wouldn't believe. When British Airways built their own terminal at the far end of the airport about 10-15 years ago. They were slowed. That took them 6 years to get it through the courts because they pushed a lot of houses. You know, if you've ever gone into Heathrow, it's a heavily residential area. It's on top of a residential, literally, on just like going into San Diego. You're on top of downtown San Diego. So if you want to make it bigger, you got to push businesses or homes out of the way. And that was a can of worms, man, for them there. And anyway, so the TSA, the bottom line is going to speed things up. Let's hear it for the TSA. Also around the country, devastating wildfires in California have caused power companies to shut off power to consumers to prevent more wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric said it would begin preemptively turning off power to some 87,000 customers in extreme fire risk areas this past weekend. As of yesterday, the company had cut power to 59,000 customers in the Sierra foothills and the North Bay communities. Outages last until, I think, later this week. Unprecedented move, part of the power company's new strategy to try to reduce wildfires after being blamed for causing more than a dozen fires in October of last year. Remember how bad the fires were last year,
terrible.
Last fall,
yep.
About this time? Ooh, man, what a mess. Cal Fire says investigators discovered some of the wildfires were caused by trees falling onto power lines. Well, yeah, if I were there, I'd want to be part of a lawsuit against Pacific Gas and Electric, because all they have to do is hire tree companies to go up and clean off. That's what they do all around the country. The utilities hire the tree companies to go around and clean the branches off of the trees. All of this would be avoided if they put the power lines underground, but they're too damn cheap. They're too worried about what the stockholders, it would cost the stockholders to do it. So that's why they don't do it. Other than in new developments, they put all the electric underground. But anyway, there was a red flag warning for much of Northern California this past week or so because of the strong winds and the low humidity. And so under the circumstances, if you're in California, you know what I'm talking about. I wouldn't settle for that for a second, though. I wouldn't. They just arbitrarily turn your power off.
Yeah.
Screw you guys. I'm paying
crazy.
You. Yeah, right.
Exactly. And obviously that must force people out of their homes. So
yeah.
That's an expense. Like, what are you supposed to do? Just check into a hotel because they turned your power off?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Right.
Here's what's going on with Attorney General Jeff Sessions adding violent crime prosecutors to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago. They've created a gun crimes prosecution team because the locals can't seem to handle it, so the feds have stepped in. Wow, this is interesting. Remember when the president ordered Sessions a couple of weeks ago to work with law enforcement to reduce crime there, and they've investigated, and they found the attorney, the Chicago DA, so corrupt. The police department is so corrupt. That's one of the reasons, by the way, that Dick Wolf decided to produce those shows that are on, I think it's, is it Wednesday or Thursday night on NBC? They have three, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago Police. And it was a way to bring attention around to other, it doesn't, by the way, the Chicago Police show doesn't paint the Chicago Police in a really good light. Interesting the way that they're portrayed. Fire, yes. Med, yes. Police, no, not so much. And anyway, so I thought it was interesting that the FBI announced the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms assigned five violent crime coordinators to Project Safe Neighborhoods, which is what they're doing. The feds have a daily review of firearm arrests. So basically, there's no need anymore for a local Chicago police department because they're so bad. The feds are taking over everything, it looks like.
Well, but realistically, what are the feds going to be able to really do? Unless you're just driving up and down in these neighborhoods where people get shot every 30 seconds.
Right.
What can you actually do? And even what can the police do? You know, it's there's a lot of gang violence. So I don't know, at least in New York City, a lot of police, I think, probably look the other way and figure, well, the criminals will kill themselves off. But maybe that's the same attitude in Chicago. But the problem is just so many innocent people get caught in the crossfire.
Yep, you're right. In a moment, we're going to tell you the story of the youngest woman on the Forbes 400 list of richest Americans, up next here on the DJB Show.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Now in its 10th year, America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, will partner with farmers to find and fund organizations that make a positive impact in rural communities across the country. Now through November 1st, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. Debbie Childress is the director of a food bank in rural Kentucky that received a Grow Communities donation.
It was exciting for us to see there was a program like this that not only supports farmers and what they do, but also invests in local nonprofits that are working to better their community.
In 2019, Grow Communities is expected to award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits, and the program has awarded more than $29 million since 2010. Farmers can enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. That's growcommunities.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected to Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do. And it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I promised that I would tell you who the youngest woman was on the Forbes 400 list of richest Americans. It happens that she works in the family business. Family's name is Snyder, and they own and run In-N-Out Burger. Lindsay, L-Y-N-S-I, Lindsay Snyder is 36 years old. She has a net worth of $3 billion. She is also one of the, according to the employees, one of the most favorite CEOs in the country. Her support from employees is at 99%. One of the things that has made her stand out, her restaurant workers make $13 an hour on average compared to the $9 you earn if you go to McDonald's. They have health insurance. Managers who average who have been with the company for 16, 17 years, make an average of $160,000 to $170,000 a year. It's not bad for running a hamburger joint.
Yeah.
So you can see, I don't know any more about her than that. Interesting, however, that she's been trusted by the family to run the company. And if you go to California or anywhere in the Southwest, you'll find, my son tells me this, I don't eat this stuff, but my son tells me these are the best burgers you can find anywhere.
Anybody I've heard else? That. Yeah. I've heard that from everybody.
Quality, quality, quality. So it pays off. It's not cheap, but it's good. All right, 10 for the hour, DJB time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour, our continuing focus on your health and well-being as the Good Day Health store opens on the Good Day Health, I suppose you can call this a program, part of a program anyway. The program is aimed at making you feel better about your options about health and related discussions. Dr. Jack Stockwell is a perfect foil for anybody who wants to switch their lifestyle. Jack's the guy to listen to, and you go to their website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's a plethora of information. In a moment, an example of that, diet to prevent age-related macular degeneration. So we'll get to that after I bring you into the focus of Texas superfoods. They are completely organic, these superfoods. So you say, oh, well, everybody's got organic. No, you don't understand. Organic fruits and vegetables that have been dried and powdered, coming straight from organic vine-ripened fruits and veggies. They add powerful enzymes, probiotics, that sort of thing, energizing herbs. It's handy because it's just a capsule or a powder. Texas Superfood Complete Organic is what it's called. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. I think that pretty much says it all. The fact that there are 55 naturally grown raw fruits and veggies picked at the peak of their perfection. No chemicals, nothing. No herbicides, no pesticides, none of that stuff. All organic, harvested for Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood Complete Organic, available by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. See, their full line, actually, of quality nutritional products. But the fact that you're getting 55 fruits and veggies in every one of those capsules, wow. And never mind the 5 servings of fruits and veggies you're supposed to have every day. 55. So if you can't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables like your grandmother told you to do, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy and less expensive. So check out all the things that they have to order and to offer. Offer first, order after, I guess. Look around. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. See the full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug for Texas Superfood Complete Organic. All right, so Jack, how do we get a diet going that will help us? And when you say age-related macular degeneration, is this something we all are suffering them, or is there somebody, some group of people more likely to get it than others?
No, that's a very good question. There are people who are much less prone to this, and those are the people that are making sure that their foods that they eat are the freshest foods that they can have. When we've talked about this in the past, I've talked about how the heart is the first organ in the body to demonstrate when malnutrition is taking place. Mm-hmm. It's also the quickest organ to return to proper function when good diet is followed. The eyes are right behind that. And remember, the retina is an extension of the brain itself. As the nerves come out of the
direct
skull.
Direct connection. Yeah.
And it actually comes out of the skull into the orbits where our eyes are found, our eyeballs. And right, the focal area of the retina is called the macula. And there's dry macula, there's wet macula, macular degeneration. Dry is very difficult to deal with once it starts, but the wet is
that
very
dry eye syndrome? Is that what that's called?
No, that's something totally different.
Oh.
Dry eye has to do with an awful lot of with tear formation, whether or not you've got a proper level of tears. We're talking about the macula in the back of the eye where light focuses. And those who adhered to a Mediterranean diet where they had a lot more fresh meats, fresh fish, especially deep ocean fish, very clean, fresh vegetables, fruits, properly prepared legumes, unrefined grains and olive oil seem to have the least problems with age-related macular degeneration. The bottom line is just eating a nutrient-rich diet as opposed to processed foods.
That's a great ad for Texas Superfoods, actually.
There you go. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, fresh fish and fruit and veggies like Texas Superfoods lower the risk of age-related macular degeneration. So says Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out this and other information at his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. This is a look forward here, 59 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.